When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Rolling into hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number. Be part of the conversation with us. Mike Williams, watch right now at Florham Park, getting his breakfast sandwich, meeting with the Jets. And the Jets have to do whatever it takes to make sure he stays there instead of decides he's going to make that trip to Pittsburgh. Or even if he goes to that trip to Pittsburgh, just know you've already got something in the pocket and he's just going to show, you know, just show his face.
Yeah, but if you're the Jets, I don't know how Robert Saleh is seen around this league. Mike Tomlin is a personality. He's a brand name. People know about him. And those receivers have had tremendous success. The only thing working against him is Russell Wilson at the quarterback ain't it. And the thing is, Mike Williams saw Russell Wilson up close and personal last year.
And you guys talk. You guys know this.
But they were in the same division. So he saw, like, yo. Be able to talk it out.
So we'll keep an eye on all that stuff, of course. But we got your calls. We'll get to those as well. But last night the story was, like I said, I think Jalen Brunson and the run that he's been on was like the third story. We almost just get used to it now. 34 points, 7 assists, and he was phenomenal. A big third quarter, and the Knicks went into Golden State and got a win. They are 3-0 on this road trip now that, you know, you just wouldn't have expected, especially when you consider the injury impact that it has had on this team. And Deuce McBride being available, Tom Thibodeau making the decision to start McBride instead of Achiuwa in place of OG, play small. And it matched up better with the Warriors. And then Deuce McBride comes in and just has a phenomenal game. A lights out from three-point range. A career-high performance from him. 29 points, 6 of 9 from 3. And a lock-and-trail defense on Steph Curry, chasing him around screens all night long. That you just you admire what the Knicks are developing here with this team. But you can't help but have this feeling when you watch them. It's just to say, this is a special group. How hard they play, the way they play, all the stuff that's going on, the connection they have with the coach and the players all mix. It's the right blend. And then you just tell yourself, what, this has got great potential. Like, listen to Stephen A. Smith this morning on First Take when he talks about when the conversation was, who's the biggest threat to the Boston Celtics in the East? Here's what Stephen A. said.
If the New York Knicks get healthy, I believe they are the number one threat to the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. I think they're going to the conference finals. Now, obviously, that's a lot to ask. Julius Randle separated shoulder. I don't know if he's ever going to be healthy, man. I was so depressed when he got hurt because I said, damn, listen, they 14 games over 500 right now. They'd be at least 20 games over 500 if Julius Randle had never gotten hurt, okay? They wouldn't win on no damn slump. Don't get me started with OG Anunoby and how efficient they have been defensively. Mitchell Robinson, if you had that big body, a rebound, and a shot blocker, the defense is already elite without him. Imagine what they would have been with them. So I'm looking at it from that standpoint. I love the pickups of Burks, Achiuwa, and obviously Bogdanovich. I'm looking at the New York Knicks right now, and let me tell y'all something right now. Orange and blue skies, baby. Orange and blue skies.
Is he right? At full health, are they the biggest threat to the Celtics? If, and that's the biggest if of all, because we don't know if we're ever going to see them at full health by the end of this year, including the playoffs. We don't know. We don't know. But is he right? From what you've seen out of the Knicks. Because I think he's right. And, Bart, you're the biggest hater. Do you think he's right?
When did I become the biggest hater?
Oh, you know you like to hate.
Yes, I do.
But you watch and you see it. You've been to a couple of games lately, so you've seen them with your own eyes. Is he right?
I mean, they're deep and they're scrappy. And they're always going to play hard. To me, like, the only team that compares to them, to me, they're another version or built similar to Miami. But they can take you in the mud. They can dirty the game up. They have shot makers. And they have guys, and if DiVincenzo can get back to shooting at a high clip, if Burks
did
can
last
just,
night.
If Burks can just
do something,
you know what I mean, and Bogdanović can just find his role, right?
They were not good last night.
But
not
that's less is more from them if everybody's healthy.
Good point.
So the depth and being able to have the versatility to match up with different lineups, like they're able to go small because they have the depth, they have McBride. So maybe series where McBride won't even play, but it may be series where, hey, we need that similar skill set to be able to be a junkyard dog. And that's what I love about the Knicks is they have versatility because they don't just go seven deep. They have guys that have certain specific skill sets that make it difficult for against certain opponents. And when you think about the size and the, you know, the different lineups that, you know, Jalen Brunson or Tatum, you know, they really don't have size for Porzingis. But, you know, I think Achiuwa is like a X factor too because his versatility as well. And so I like that. You know, so I think it's right because but styles make fights. And the Knicks style, because Jason Tatum is the most frustrating superstar because he just disappears. Like, he'll show up, he'll play big, but then sometimes he just disappears. It's like, bro, like, why weren't you more aggressive? Jaylen Brown is always aggressive. I feel like he defers to him too much at times. And he's trying to find that balance like LeBron and all the other guys. When do I take over? When do I let my teammates get involved type of thing?
Here's an interesting stat when you compare it to the – here's a couple of things. Number one, the Knicks, in games that they take a 15-point lead, right? In a league that we have seen blown lead after blown lead, right? If the Knicks lead by 15 points, which they have done 30 times this season, they are 30-0. They've never blown – like, isn't that incredible? That's an incredible number.
That's because
in a league where everybody blows leads.
It's because Tibbs don't take them out.
That's a good point. But here's
why
the other
leaving
one.
Leaving them in? They up by 15.
Here's the other one. The Knicks, this was a wire-to-wire win, meaning they never trailed. Okay? They took the lead right from the very beginning of the game and never trailed. They were up 8-0, and then they stayed in the lead the whole game. That's the 11th time this season they have had a wire-to-wire win. That leads the NBA. No other team has had as many wire-to-wire where we've had a lead. You know,
that's
you have a lead from the tip-off and then the final buzzer and you still have the lead. You've never given it up. That's amazing when you think about the fact that the Boston Celtics, so they have 11. The Celtics record, by the way, is 54-14. They're 31-3 at home. Like, you would imagine a team with that kind of winning percentage, had to have been like just they blown teams out. They don't trail in the game. They have 10 wire-to-wire wins. The Knicks have more than the Celtics do, which is hard to believe. But that's the thing. The Knicks are that team that if they have a lead on you, they don't give it up.
Yeah, they discipline.
And that's coaching, and that's the type of team that they're a tough team.
That's not
now,
that,
with
no,
all that said.
No mental lapse, none of that stuff.
No, you just don't get that out of them. With all of that said, however, there is this cloud that won't go away from this season, and it's maddening. And it's something we've been dealing with here in New York for, I don't know, does it go back to Diaz?
Yep.
From the Edwin Diaz injury to the Aaron Judge stubbing his foot into that stupid wall.
To A.A. Ron.
To Aaron Rodgers barely getting four plays in, you know, and Saquon and Daniel Jones.
Garrett Cole.
And then Garrett Cole. Right. And then, of course, it's the Julius Randle and him falling because Jaime Jaquez has tried to take a charge, which was idiotic. Right. And so Julius Randle pops out his shoulder. OG Anunoby starts having this elbow issue. They got to clean it out. And then OG comes back. And it's seamless again, and they win again. And then you're thinking, okay, they can survive with OG back in this team. And then within three games, he's out again. And how long is he out for is the bigger concern. Now, again, as reported and as Tibbs said after the game, had the MRI – when they sent him back to New York. He had the MRI done on the elbow. It came back clean. They consider him day to day. He more than likely is – I would probably guess he's not playing – he's not going to fly back to Denver just to play in that game.
Yeah, of course.
So he didn't play last night. He probably won't play at Denver. Could he be available by Saturday, 1 o'clock against the Nets? Who knows?
I don't need him against the Nets. Maybe
but the bottom Raptors. Line is that flared up, which is alarming. Randle has not been cleared for contact yet, which is starting to, not alarming, but it's starting to make me wonder. You know, and Mitchell Robinson, you're wondering, when is he going to be clear for contact? Is he ever going to return? And do you really want a seven-footer who's had ankle surgery? You know, do you want to rush a guy like that back into the fray late in the season? Because you know with big men and feet, you got to be really careful. So I ask, will we ever see this team whole this season? That team we saw in January that gave you the glimpse of what they could be. So Stephen A's statement here might never, ever be tested because we'll never get to see it. If healthy, they can challenge the Celtics. Problem is, I don't think they're ever going to get a chance to test that theory. And that's probably the biggest frustration of this season, is that we know how good they could be. I just don't think we're going to get a chance to see it. And that's the frustrating part. Here's Woj, by the way, from last night before the game, NBA Countdown, talking about the OG Anunoby concern with the elbow flaring up.
I'm told that OG Anunoby is going to be out more than just tonight, that right elbow has flared up again. They need it to calm down. How long he is out is unclear, but it's certainly a concern for this Knicks team. They do not know the status of Julius Randle moving forward, and right now they will miss OG Anunoby more than just this game against the Warriors.
So think about this. They are 15-2 when he plays. They are now 9-10 when he doesn't.
Is that like 90%?
It's 15-2 is a ridiculous record. Like, you can give me the plus minuses, throw all that out the window. All you got to tell me is that when he plays, they're 15-2. And when he doesn't, and last night was, you know, they got them at least a win, 9-10. So he's important. So that's my biggest concern. And so that's why I have said, and I said this in the past, this season is going to end in some kind of heartbreak and frustration. It's going to, because they're not at full health. But it's not the end. This isn't a short window kind of situation. This isn't a lost opportunity kind of season for them. This is just, to me, the beginning of something. You have a core of a team that could be good for the next couple of years, and that also puts pressure on the front office to, yes, you want to make upgrades, but do you really want to tinker with this? Do you really want to mess with this group? You know, I've talked to you about, and we've heard from Brian Windhorst and others, about names that are going to be available this summer, could be available this summer, some stars that could be on the move this summer because teams are trying to avoid the luxury tax penalties and everything else. And it's like, it better be the right move, because if you mess with this, it might not ever be the same.
Yeah, this may be the only time in which you look better to all the free agents than other people, because you've been so financially responsible with keeping your draft picks and your all the first round draft picks, and not, you know, really giving them up and all the things that you still have control over. You know what I mean? Even despite how Dallas screwed you last year, you know, with the 10th pick and how that whole thing went, you're still in great shape because you don't have that old supermax, the Luka Doncic's or the Kyrie Irving. So you can go out there and get you one. And you may get the best pick of the litter for the first time, because everybody knows that, one, you've done a great job in branding yourself as an up-and-coming team, a cool team, and you may be able to be out there and say, you know what, somebody's going to get frustrated. Because I'm telling you, like you've been saying, man, that Phoenix stuff, it looked like trash, man. You got three of the best scorers in all of basketball. You might be out in the first round.
Yeah, you're not paying all that money and that luxury tax to have a play-in team.
You tell me Phoenix don't remind you of what we saw with the Mets last year with Scherzer and all that stuff. And you're like, nah, I know I got a lot of money, but nah, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't paying for this.
Yeah. And then
I got a dude, somebody who, first of all, who the dude that told him to get the one with the bad back? who the hell? You right here? It's like, remember Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
When he was like, who's the director? He's like, you punch him in the face. Hard.
It is, but you have to watch, because it's going to be tempting. Like, if I told you Phoenix could, you know, they could fire the coach, they could decide we need more depth, we got to move one of these stars. We can't have all three of these guys. It takes up too much space.
Kevin
we have
Durant.
No depth. Who are you moving? Beal's not movable.
Only person you can move is Kevin Durant or Booker.
Because he's got 2 years left and he's older. He's 35.
Or Booker. And you're going to stay with
Booker.
Well,
you move Booker, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, you're stupid.
Yeah, you're out of your mind.
I don't think that owner's stupid. So, KD. On the move again,
and if somehow some way he
one championship
available?
One championship in New York is equivalent to five of LeBron's in Cleveland.
But it's that's what I mean. But it's tempting, and then you say, "But wait a minute, what do I have to give up?" And is
Julius
that going to change
Grimes,
everything about
Mitchell
what
Robinson?
What might like what you've built here? That's what I'm saying. Like this is what you're going to feel. This is fun. This is a lot of fans have told me this is my favorite Knicks team in a long time, and you have every reason to feel that way. But it's amazing to think that this black cloud's hanging over the team with the injury to Anunoby that just flares up again. And then Randall's not being cleared yet really is something to be concerned with. And then you're like, are they ever really going to be whole? Like, can you, like, because we keep saying when they're healthy, if they're healthy, but we might not see that. We might not see it in April. We might not see it when the playoffs begin. We might not see it till next October. And what will they look like in next October? Will they be that same team, or will they have had to make this move that they think will put them into the conversation for a championship because they add a guy who's a big brand name, but does it disrupt whatever has grown here over the past season? And in the meantime, Tom Thibodeau and his coaching staff. I mean, I know we were getting calls about people complaining about all the stuff about him, minutes and everything else. But are you really complaining about this guy? This is a guy that's definitely, by this offseason, should be getting an extension. Mm-hmm. Him and the front office. Leon Rose, Tom Thibodeau, like, these guys have earned an extension.
They better
more
not
time.
In the first round, though. They got to win one.
If you're banged up.
I don't care. You better win one. To who? Cleveland? You better not lose to Cleveland. Well, you're not playing.
Cleveland's above you right now. It could be Orlando.
Indiana. You lose Orlando because then you're saying, no, this, for all the good graces,
could
you
be
lose
Miami,
Orlando.
Could be Philadelphia. Yeah. I'm not afraid of Philadelphia in the first round. I'll tell you that. Embiid or no Embiid. Not afraid of them. You could beat them.
That's what I'm saying. If you lose to, like, is it any chance they can play Indianapolis?
You'd have to move up because they're going to be in the play-in. You'd have to be a 2 seed to play them.
Okay.
2 seed. Yeah, you'd have to get to the 2 seed to play them because Pacers at best, I think, will be a. They could get the 6 seed, I guess. But right now, the way they look, they might end up in the play-in.
I'm saying you better have no like inferior team and lose to them.
Oh, I know. Yeah, of course. But do they look like a team that all season long? Do they look like somebody that'll just bow out inferior team?
No,
don't look like that, right? They look like a team that's going to put up a fight. But still, like that, the thing that like I was thinking about this driving home last night, middle of the night, it's 1:00 to 1:30 in the morning, driving home, which is the best time to leave Manhattan, by the way, 40 minutes to get home, Bart. 40 minutes,
and then it messes you up. It messes you up in your eternal clock because now in your head it probably take when it's busy, probably take an hour and 30.
Hour
you're telling
and 30
your head, like, yeah,
is a
so
good
like,
day.
It ain't that bad today, so maybe I can get there in 1:20. You leave the house a little late.
Can you imagine? Like, think about it. Your commute without traffic to Midtown Manhattan is 40 minutes. You would take that in a heartbeat, right? But instead, on a regular day, it's hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. The same exact commute, same route. Maddening. My God. But anyways, as I'm saying, I'm thinking about it driving home, and it's all I kept thinking is this is a good team, and it's a special team, and it's an enjoyable team to watch because of how hard they have. All the things that you like about, all the accolades you love about a team. Again, your Jets teams, just a bunch of dogs. Loose balls, we fight for everything. We don't give you an inch.
On this field, we fight for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because at the end of the day, when you add all those inches up, it's going to be the difference between winning and losing, living and dying. Because I just tell you, if I have any time in front of me, I'm willing to look at the guy next to me and fight for that inch. It's the 6 inches in front of your face. Now look at the guy next to you. I think you'll see a guy that's also willing to fight for that inch. Because at the end of the day, it's going to make the winner.
800-919-3776. Gil's in Brooklyn. Gil.
Bart, you watch too many movies, dog. Straight up and down.
It's hard to keep up with the references, right?
Yeah. I was hoping I was trying to get you ready for the gym,
actually,
baby. You going to Planet Fitness? You going to Planet Fitness, son?
Before I ask Gil, before Gil goes, Gil, I want you to listen to it because you made the movie reference. Bart, I made a reference this morning because there's somebody put up a video of Deuce guarding Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And all I said was this. See if you get the movie. All I said was, is that Tibbs, at the end of the game, Tibbs looked down the bench at Deuce and said, and Deuce replied,
Hoosiers. Huh?
Yeah, Hoosiers.
I said it before you did because I know how you think.
Who's
he's like, he getting in the store. I got him, coach. Not a problem. Right. Right. I got him.
By the end of the game, I want to, like chewing gum, I want to know what flavor he is. Right? And then at the end of the game, he just looks at me and he goes, Dentine.
See, I know you too well. Before you even said what movie was, I was like, Hoosiers.
Yeah, not everybody got that. All right, go ahead, Gil. Sorry.
Way too many movies, though. Way too many. Yo, Alan, first let me say I apologize to you on the Deuce thing. He played real good yesterday. Yeah, that was good to see. But I still say he needs to get to the basket. He needs to take that good handle of his and make dudes play him honest by penetrating to the basket. That's the first thing.
One step at a time.
Number two. Mm-hmm. Number two, I don't think Julius is coming back. Because there's the clips that you guys show on MSG.
I'm more worried about it.
When he's warming up, taking shots, he's not using that. He's not moving that shoulder. Just on the clips that y'all show on MSG, he's not moving that shoulder. And the fact that he hasn't started doing contact yet, and it's been over a month.
No, that's got me concerned.
He's not coming back.
Yeah,
he's not. He's not coming back. So now my thing to Tibbs is, I'm giving you your kudos, Tibbs, if you're listening. You've done a damn good job with this team, but now you need to start thinking about Julius is not coming back. OG is going to be injured through this. So I don't need OG to shoot. And who's going to take Julius' spot? Now, from last night, Alan, if what's the name, McBride can shoot like that, if he can figure out and tinker a way to keep him on the court to be that shooter, like when Randall takes those open threes, if he can find a way to get him on the court, we can go with Precious and other guys and not have to rely on them to constantly be shooting jump shots. Because when it comes playoff time, to me, their defense is going to keep them in games, but they're going to be able to have to score, and they're going to have to be able to hit open shots. And right now, the only ones that's doing it is DiVincenzo and a little bit of an awful last night, McBride.
Yeah.
Even what's the name is not that good with consistency as far as hitting it, open jump shots. What's the name? Oh God, my mind's going blank. The point guard.
Burks?
No, the point guard. What's our point guard?
Brunson,
yeah. Even Brunson, I don't know why I just had a brain freeze just there. But Brunson isn't that consistent with the open threes.
He's just
as far as he'll hit some.
Yeah, he's still getting 40 a game.
He'll hit some clutch moments. But we need consistency. When that shot is open in the corner, at the three-quarter shot, I need somebody that's going to hit that. And we don't have that right now. And that's going to be the problem come playoff time, because I think this team is good enough.
And Gil, that's OG, and thanks for the call. OG, to me, like Bar keeps saying it, they got to get the elbow to calm down, and then he should be fine. And then, you know, you just hope that by the time the playoffs come around, the elbow thing is just completely resolved and he's comfortable again and he can shoot. He's a great shooter, and he's a scorer. He can give you that second level of scoring with DiVincenzo, and you're just going to need other guys to step up. And Bojan Bogdanović was acquired. I mean, what's going on in Detroit, man? Because he averaged 20 a game for you.
Hey, Fournier
shot 40% for you.
Fournier doing his thing, baby.
And then he comes here and he can't score, he can't shoot, he can't move. What was that?
That's because he was powered by Detroit pizza. Y'all got that whack-ass pizza out here, man.
Don't you start.
He can't get going, you know what I'm saying?
Don't you start.
Look, Fournier came out there, got some of that pizza. He started doing his thing, son.
It's all about the Detroit pizza?
Detroit pizza, Detroit women, baby. He out there with them Kim K's. If you don't know that about Detroit, like, is it ain't nothing but them Kim Kardashians out there, B. Straight from you know what I'm saying, Middle East, baby. Largest population in the world, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush lost Kim Kardashian. He rocked out right with another with a duplicate. Straight from the D when he was playing for the Lions. Think I'm playing. Google Reggie Bush wife. You're like, oh,
you're not playing. 800-919-3776. We'll continue with your calls. And,
Kim K special out there, baby.
Still putting together our bracket challenge. The most beloved New York athlete of the four major professional sports. Each bracket is a different sports, the top four sports. This time we got to figure out who belongs in the basketball bracket. When we put this thing together, we'll reveal it to you What is it? Tomorrow or Thursday? One of the two. So stay with us for that and more. K-Show Top of the Hour. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So for real up in his mug, heavy D, you know what I'm saying? Where was he from? He was, I forget like
heavy
where
D?
He was. Yeah. He was
money earner Mount Vernon.
Yeah, Mount Vernon, yeah.
What you do to me, I think about you all the time. Cause my mind is crazy and so, I'm making it a baby over you.
Before we get back to calls, we do have, like I said, everybody does their bracket challenges. It's March Madness time, right? So we all try to come up with our clever ways to just have fun with it. And you know, I just thought we haven't really done it many times, but why not? Because we always argue about it. Let's do something about like athletes in New York, the most beloved, who like you know, and see who wins this thing by fan vote. And so we'll do the four major sports. That's the way we have to do it. And some of these will be easy. We did, you know, Jets and Giants yesterday. We kind of put together, can we get 16 for that field, for that region? And I think we did. And we've, Dino, have we all agreed the committee, the selection committee has decided that Bart Scott will be in the field of the region? Did we give him an at-large bid?
We're opening that door, I think.
Okay. I do believe that unless we get people that call up or tweet and tell us,
me.
No way Bart Scott should be in that region. He didn't deserve it.
They don't love
we
me.
We think beloved. Anybody that did can't wait. Like, come
they're on. Gonna love, they're all going to laugh at me.
Can't wait.
I mean, nobody said that, you know, you're going to win, but we think
you're going to win. Don't worry, but I'm an at-large bid. I only get the knockoff LT. You know what I'm saying? Cinderella Man, baby. Let's do it.
Oh,
I never smoked no crack.
Would we? Would we really put you? That was so bad what you just did.
Crack and whack.
Would we really put you up again?
I went on morality clause.
What?
Show me the lady that told me the dude that I smoke crack with. And I kiss his ass. But what was the statement?
I forgot. Right, so with that in mind,
me and him got the same age, so I can make fun.
We've got to do a basketball one, and this is where it gets kind of interesting because
meta world peace.
It's got to include the Knicks, obviously, but the Nets, and I think to be fair, the Liberty as well. If you think we can find those names, so let me give you the Knicks. Are fairly obvious. It's Clyde, Willis, Earl. You know, those are all the championship era guys, right? Those are all beloved Knicks players.
Vince Sanity.
You know, when I say Earl, I mean Earl the Pearl Monroe. Yeah.
Vince Sanity.
Bernard King, loved. Patrick Ewing, loved. Oakley, loved.
They jumped him on a.
No. Fans love him.
Oh, okay.
Mark Jackson, Wasn't here that long.
Bro, that's too many, though.
Played for the Pacers and became a villain.
Yeah.
Is he loved? No. Mark Jackson as a Nick?
Yeah, that's too many, man. You're already in way too deep.
Allen Houston? Loved?
He's Mello. A Piston.
Mello's loved.
Allen Houston's a Piston. He had one moment with y'all.
Allen Houston's been with the – he's still with the Knicks.
Yeah.
Mello, Jeremy Lin. And I think, do we put Jalen Brunson on this list? Does Jalen Brunson sneak in?
Stop,
is it too early?
Stop, it's too early, man.
I need to hear from the people.
I need at least 5 years in before we can start accepting you like that, B.
Most beloved New York athlete. Think about how we're phrasing that. Jalen Brunson is like the point guard that I've been crying for 20 years.
He hasn't reached Jeremy Lin status yet.
Well, that's ridiculous. Jeremy Lin did it for 6 weeks.
Jeremy Lin brought all of China over here. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he brought all of China over here.
Only half of China, still 500 billion people.
Still not half. I think it's more of just drew in an audience that wasn't traditionally – a big Knick fan audience, but
Jeremy Lin and Yao Ming was going to be voted in for the All-Star game this week if you want to tap into their show.
For the Nets, we've got a Jason Kidd, Vince Carter,
Jefferson.
I mean Dr. J.
Well, Jefferson for sure.
You think Richard Jefferson?
They love him around here. They used to like Jason Williams too. He shot his caddy. He was going to be the next big thing.
Drazen Petrovic, God rest his soul, was I watched Net games because I loved watching him play.
He was like the first page of Starakovic.
Something like that. Yeah. Tremendous player, though. Liberty-wise, is there going to be enough room?
Just going to skip over all the – there's still some more Nets out there, man.
Who else?
I like me some Kenyon Martin.
Kenyon Martin? Okay.
Well, you know they love Van Horn, man. He was like the Jason
Sehorn.
You're out
of your mind. Out of your mind.
Van Horn was like the Jason Sehorn. He was like the Great White Hope.
Out of your mind. You're crazy.
I knew about Van Horn. I wasn't even around.
No.
Loved Van Horn.
Daryl Dawkins. Daryl Dawkins played for the Nets.
What's the old boy that used to mess with Tammy off of Real World?
Oh.
Kenny. I'm talking about. Kenny Anderson.
Kenny Anderson? Was Kenny Anderson beloved? I mean, Derek Coleman, whoop-de-damn-do. When Kenny Anderson didn't come to practice.
British Knights, baby. That's Detroit Finest. We don't need no practice. AI. We don't need no practice, son. Just give me the ball. Move out the way, scrubs.
This won't be easy. But, I mean, when you're talking about beloved.
Jason,
I don't know if some of these names are more beloved than the some of the Knick players I just gave you.
Van Horn wasn't beloved?
Van Horn was not beloved.
Okay.
And actually, Van Horn took a lot of heat.
Yeah, they kept trying to keep him on. They wouldn't get rid of him.
He took a lot of heat.
All right, man. Definitely Dr. J. Definitely yes. Jason Kidd.
Kidd.
Definitely
Dr. J. VC.
VC.
And Petrovic.
Petrovic.
Then it gets kind of dicey because you're comparing them to Knick players.
We're talking about famous. I can argue.
About beloved. That's a big difference. That's why you're in it because you're beloved.
Yeah. I can argue that Dr. J is the most beloved player on his list, period, throughout basketball. He's the most famous person on his list.
About New York. And remember, Dr. J went to the Philadelphia 76ers in the NBA and won a championship. His ABA Nets days were in the early 70s or mid 70s. He was literally sold. His rights were sold to the Sixers.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time a tall, athletic black man.
Just wait. Okay. I made a huge mistake. That's on me. I should have never went there. You're the worst. So Dr. J, you know, again, is on the list for sure.
He was sold.
Stop it.
Okay, it's not Black History Month. I'll get on my horse.
I
hate it here.
That's how I feel right now. Me and Mikhail Bridges.
I hate it here.
Okay, I guess.
Speaking of Mets.
I guess. You definitely have to go Vince Carter then. Vince Saturday with Jason Kidd. Him and Jason Kidd too.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
And Vince Carter is also quite the gentleman.
That's true.
Hockey we could figure out fairly easily. There's a lot of names, but you got to go beloved, which is going to eliminate so many names. Can you even name how many New York hockey players can you name? New York area of guys that were like you knew were beloved. Like, can you name three?
Yeah, Messier.
There's one.
Hank.
Lundqvist, okay, two. Mm-hmm. He's loved. Yeah. Okay. You know, how about a team that won four cups?
And Gretzky, right?
As a Ranger, was he beloved? He was here for a minute.
He's Gretzky.
He's here for a minute.
He bless you. He bless you.
Yeah, but he was here for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you go like a guy that we had on the show recently? You remember his name? Stevie Yzerman wore his number because he idolized him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
I forgot.
He was on the show recently.
Yeah, we talked to him. He's a good listener.
Yeah, great guy.
Four-time champion.
Yes. Well, actually, more than that. He won six,
right?
Yes, and then another as a coach.
I don't know a lot about him.
He trotted through here.
Yeah, you just trotted by.
Yeah, Trotter.
Trotter.
Jeremiah Trotter was on, yeah.
Well, son, you know his son's about to play linebacker. He's coming in the league this year, first-round draft pick, Thursday.
Pretty cool.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know a lot about the Rangers, was the big team that you knew about. The common folks don't really know about the Islanders. Because I was too young when they were winning those titles.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that those days have gone long gone. So, again, the beloved part of it, they still are, though, beloved. So there'll be a handful of those guys on this team.
Who's the guy that played on the Miracle on Ice team?
Ken Morrow.
Yeah, Ken Morrow.
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 Mm-hmm.
Morrow.
You know.
Morrow.
It just takes me back to the beginning of the show when you just started doing the whole Deuce McBride thing.
McBride. Yeah, son. You know what I'm saying? That should be the – because he'll make more commercial money than that. He's trying to be cool. Cool stuff don't make money.
How does he shoot with that little, whatever that is? He's got
that's
braid.
That's a Superman curl. That's
that goes over
curl.
His eye, though. How do you – what is that, like a crosshair? Like, how do you – I wanted to ask him. I told Monica, I said – I texted her, you guys are interviewing Deuce. You got to ask him, how are you shooting with a piece of hair in front of your face?
You must don't have kids. See, my kids got dreadlocks, so they walk shaggy.
Have you seen my son? He's got hair that covers his eyes. He looks
like
a beetle.
That's what I'm saying. So you know how they do it. They work
like
Shaggy, man.
I don't know
how
the hell he plays like that.
They work like Shaggy. That's his superpower. I'm surprised he don't got one of those little gold clips over it so it hangs. It's the little things that the girls put on
braids. You know, I'm shocked. I'm shocked because his hair's long enough. I'm shocked. He's been on a college campus now for a half a year. That no girl has braided his hair.
Braided his hair.
I thought he was coming home with cornrows.
They're gonna start calling him John B. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be hysterical. Zeebo.
Yeah,
he's so bored. He's just getting cornrows now for just random reasons.
I would say he has a greater chance coming home with the power bun. You know how that'd be. Like the old Mr. Miyagi karate power bun in the back.
Not him, though. No, it's never been him.
Somebody
never been about that.
Somebody going to try it.
Doesn't want the man bun.
Somebody going to be like, oh, that look cute on you.
It looks so cute, though. I like when your hair falls in front of your face
like
that.
Like, if you look cute, then you know what I'm saying? You need to treat me like a cute dude. Cute dude, get kisses.
Oh my god. All right. So anyways, the brackets, we're putting them together. We'll discuss maybe the hockey one. Oh no, the baseball one. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll kick around some of the names in the baseball side. That won't be easy either, but there's a lot of crossovers, a lot of Mets and Yankees that play for both teams.
You don't have a list if you don't have Cecil Fielder on there, dog. Just letting you know.
New York athlete Cecil Fielder, who was part of a championship in New York, but
straight from Detroit.
Of his career
Detroit
was,
finest,
yes,
50 homers, baby. What it do, baby?
You're right about that. All right, let's finish up with calls before we hand it off to the K Show. But right now, I do want to tell you, from upsets to buzzer beaters, nothing compares to college basketball in March. Buzzer beaters are all about college basketball in March, as we know. Sometimes you're on the wrong end of these moments. These are great moments. And, I mean, just think of the different ones. But our favorite guy, who we have on the show a lot, Chris Jenkins, the shot. Ryan Archidiakono, a little slingshot action. A buzzer beater if it goes. And, yes, Villanova wins the championship. It's the greatest shot in the history, right, of the NCAA tournament. Sometimes, though, you're on the wrong end of these moments. And that's why FanDuel is giving everyone a no-sweat bet from now until March 20th. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your bet doesn't win. You can even use your no-sweat bet on a college basketball parlay. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app if you don't already have it by going to FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 or older, physically present in New York. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Let's have a look. That sounds like remember. Welcome down.
Boy, this one they had bands.
Like this.
We were doing it live, baby. Wasn't no drum machine, baby. Them real drums.
Now, who is this?
I feel good.
It's a good song. I like this.
This is old school, bro. This is a classic. Yeah, is. I can't remember who it is, though.
Yeah, it is a vibe. It's good. That's not Tina Marie, though, right?
No. That's so funny that you didn't know Tina Marie was white.
No idea she was white. No idea. That blew my mind.
Remember the game? A lot of people didn't know Bobby Caldwell was white.
Yeah, that's the other one that blew my mind.
Man.
And one of the funniest videos I've ever seen is a black guy watching the video, hearing the voice and his facial expressions. He doesn't say anything. Just his facial expressions is like basically the same as mine. Like, wait, what? Wait, that can't be it. That's got to be a lip sync.
There's a lot of people when they saw
that's like
John.
Millie Vanilli. They're like, all right, you sound good, but I think this white guy looks better.
It's like the Five Heartbeats. Hey, yeah. I got nothing but love.
So you knew you and I we celebrate a lot of different pop culture stuff and we do movie references, everything else. Today is Bruce Willis's birthday. He's 69 years old. And like, you know,
prayers
Die Hard, Pulp Fiction, you know, just all the stuff. He's been through a lot. Like we know. I mean, a guy that's entertained us for so many years with different great characters. Yeah. They call it frontal temporal dementia.
Alzheimer's basically.
Yeah, and he's suffering it. And some people say he doesn't even know that he has dementia, which is even sadder. But he's 69 years old and, you know, celebrating that today. But I wanted to bring back something. He had a speech one time, and it's, like, so typical Bruce Willis.
Nothing can keep me down. I've been attacked by terrorists, asteroids, film critics, music critics, restaurant critics, divorce lawyers, male pattern baldness, and none of it stopped me because I am still Bruce Willis.
That's like the white version. I'm Rick James.
Right. I love that he added male pattern baldness to it.
Yeah, man. I forgot the sitcom he used to have. Moonliners.
Moonliners.
He was like
with
a detective.
Sybil Shepherd.
Yeah. She was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, as somebody who has lost two grandparents to Alzheimer's, it's a tough disease, man, because at some point they don't recognize you or know you. And, you know, I say this all the time, once a man, twice a child. And I just hope that the people that love him love on him. But it's a tough thing to watch your loved one go through that. Somebody that was as mighty as Bruce Willis.
My sister going through it right now. Happy birthday, Bruce. Bart, see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.